Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Let's talk about some of those storylines. Spring training approaching. A lot of new chess pieces have been moved to different places. What are some of the storylines you're looking forward to?
Well, first thing for me, and the biggest thing to me, would be Ohtani. He's a free agent after the year. Can the Angels do something to keep him long term? You know, obviously we think the chances are long there, but they would love to give it a shot. We'll see if the Ohtani camp will allow them to even negotiate here in spring training. A lot of big deals have been done in spring training. This one, probably a long shot, because we're going to look at the biggest contract in baseball history coming, but more likely in the winter. I'll be surprised if the Angels can get it done. Maybe Ohtani will give them an audience at least.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Now, from an Angels standpoint, they did go out. They weren't dormant during the offseason. They made some moves to improve that ball club. We'll see how it goes. The other news that came out of Anaheim was the fact that Artie Moreno was going to sell the team, has changed his mind up, at this point. He is no longer the selling team. My question to you, does that help or hurt this Ohtani situation?
Well, I think the moves they made probably helped the situation to some degree. I think they did a very nice job on, you know, a decent budget, not the well over $100 million that a lot of the team spent. I mean, there was a real dichotomy. There were seven or eight teams that spent the bulk of the money. The Angels were kind of on the fringe of that. They spent a little bit less than $100 million, but did well. They got Renfro. They got Urshela. They got Tyler Anderson, Estevez for the bullpen. So, I think they did a very good job there. And, you know, maybe Ohtani will be impressed, but probably not going to overcome the fact that he hasn't played in the playoffs yet after 5 years. The other issue is Artie Moreno staying, and he loves the game, couldn't do it. He was probably going to get over $3 billion after buying it for $183.5 million. That would have been a nice profit. I think I might have sold if I were him. But, I think that the best hope they had was if Joe Lacob, the owner of the Golden State Warriors, got the team. He was one of the five viable bidders, and the bids were going to start on February 15th. So, upcoming, and they were going to have bids. And I look at the Warriors. My God, Steph Curry has been there for a long time. You know, you've got Draymond Green. I'm not a basketball expert. You might want to help me out here. But
look at you. Look at you giving some of your basketball acumen there. I see it.
Well, I know they're way – I am a money guy. They're way over the threshold. Or, you know, they do spend a lot. He pays a lot of tax. And this is something Artie Moreno has not been willing to do. Now, of course, to keep Ohtani – going to have to pay some tax, and he knows that, I'm sure, and he'll make an effort. So I think he will go back on his, you know, his way of doing things and never going over the luxury threshold. But, you know, to have Joe LaCobe in there, who was one of the bidders,
game changer.
That would have been huge for the Angels. You know, at this point, you know, a rival tell me they thought it was 5% that he's in an Angels uniform next year. And there's going to be some active bidders. The Dodgers, obviously, the Giants, probably the Mariners.
Padres.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, the Padres. I think that's a big one. They've already got five superstars. You know, Machado's got an opt-out, which is – I'm not saying that hopefully because he's been great. In my mind, he was the MVP this year. You know, I'm not sure where they come up with the money, but a lot of people are expecting them to bid big. And, of course, you've got Steve Cohn there. You know, he's at a 90% tax bracket right now with Steve Cohn tax. Going to go to 110%. So, you know, if Ohtani gets $50 million a year, he's not going to be paying $100 million a year for one player. You know, there are still teams that don't have $100 million payroll.
To your point about the Warriors ownership and how much of a game changer that could be, you're seeing that with Cohen in the Mets. I mean, you get an owner that's willing to go over that threshold and pay the tax, it's a game changer, at least for the current future.
The Padres, too, your team there. I mean, they're the two teams that really, you know, not worried about making a profit. I do assume that the Padres will lose some money this year. The Mets clearly will lose money with a $480 million payroll and tax. There's no way around it. And, you know, you just have to give those guys credit for putting winning ahead of the profit. Now, it might be easier for Cohn. He's got, you know, a reported $17 billion in the bank, and that's probably light. You know, I mean, he supposedly his fund was up more than 10% this year. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how your stocks did, but he was up 10% for his investors, and I'm sure for himself. You know, he's probably over the $20 billion mark now. So, you know, maybe he can pay the $100 million a year for Ohtani. The thing I think, though, Ohtani kind of maybe tipped his hand a little bit when he had seven finalists last year and five of them were on the West Coast. The other two were Texas and the Cubs. No East Coast team. So, you know, it may take some convincing to get him to New York.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think that was a tip of the hand, at least in what his preference is, should he have a choice.